Good afternoon. I'm Diane Thorson, and I'm from Otter Tail County. And in Minnesota, I'm at Greene County, right up about in the middle part of the state. There is a big square that says Otter Tail, and that's where our county is located. I have a staff of 30, of which 20 are nurses. One is an ADN, 16 are BSNs, and two of us have our master's degree, and we currently have one person who is pursuing her master's, and I'm mentoring her at this particular point in time. I'd like to thank the other two persons listed on this slide, Karen Martin, for her insight several years ago into the need for a standardized terminology system to describe public health practice, and then Karen Munson for her showing me how well this system can be used in research. I have to announce that I have no relationships to disclose at this point for the presentation. And my presentation today is going to talk about policy and outcomes. The concept behind this is that policy influences health outcomes. And we do that by making policy changes, systems changes, and environmental changes within our communities in order to achieve better outcomes. In our area, we're looking at in the environmental area, we're trying to make healthy choice the easy choice or healthy choice the default choice. So we're making environmental changes to impact health. At the policy level, we're looking at how to best capture public health data and can we make changes in systems across the state so that we can utilize systems that we have to capture that data. And then finally, at the systems level, we're looking at standardized terminology, and the Omaha system meets that criteria. We learned this morning from Karen at her session also about the EHR mandate. Minnesota adopted a mandate saying that we in local public health departments as well as other local health providers needed to have an electronic record system by 2015. And we need to, with this, at the national level, we're trying to change the trajectory of care from a sickness model to a wellness model. They want to talk about changing things and bringing in things like health, like environmental issues and social issues that are impacting health. But where do they capture that information? And the Omaha system, you'll learn, has the ability to take and bring those domains into the system, so we need to make inroads at that. At the state level for policy levels, our Commissioner of Health is talking more and more about the social determinants of health. And they just put out the new state health plan, which is all about addressing social determinant of health issues, more so than it is about lead screening or immunizations or some of those different types of things. And then at the local level, the policy changes that are happening as a result with electronic health records and other things is to use data from our electronic health record systems to help us with our community assessment work, now that hospitals have to do community assessments as well. With regard to health information exchange, in 2010, the state health department, or actually it was our local public health association, that advocated that the state would develop a health information exchange work group as a part of our Minnesota State Health Services Advisory Committee. And we were charged with recommending standardized methods for exchanging local public health data. We were focusing at that time on family home visiting data and trying to narrow our scope at that time. The committee is made up of local health department providers. Joan is on that committee as well as myself. And then we also have state health department employees who are on the committee and are learning about the systems in local agencies. And then recently we have invited the public health vendors that are in place in Minnesota to join us because we have the Omaha system embedded in all of our systems, and as we're making changes for and looking at how we can exchange public health data, we know that there may need to be some changes in the system, so we'd like them to have a good understanding at the ground floor of what it is we want and need, so that we as the users are driving vendor system development, not vendors coming up to us saying here's what we have for you. the process. Our HIE workgroup members studied other states' interoperability efforts. We really looked at the work of Cabarrus County in North Carolina and all of the work that they had done as they detailed out the work of the Public Health Department. We looked at maternal child health business processes. We had staff from the state who went out to 8 different public health agencies and mapped the process from a referral when it came into the agency via the telephone call to the first visit, and the number of steps that it went through and the number of different information systems that we captured information because we're trying to pull it all together before that nurse made her home visit. And it really demonstrated to them all of the silos that are out there, because at the federal and national level, everybody has their own system. But when it gets to the local level, you got 3 computers on your desk, or you work across 3 or 4 or 6 different programs, because that's where it comes together. They conducted an on-site business analysis with the local public health staff, and what we found with that process is we really mirrored a lot of the work that the Public Health Informatics Institute did to take and define the electronic health record requirements for local public health agencies, and that's a document that's available on the Public Health Informatics Institute's website if anyone wants to use that. Our outputs were a data dictionary for person-centric services for family-targeted home visiting programs. We looked at workflow processes, and we identified the data exchange elements. Each system was similar in the data that they collected, but we might capture it differently. You might say last name, first name. You might have last name, first initial. You might have birth date, this format, in that format, and you cannot exchange information when you capture data in multiple different ways. So we looked at how we could start to bring some of that together to do our reporting, and it's challenging at best is the easiest thing to say. Our synthesis is that there are common exchanges and there are processes that were then derived and a basis for recommending standards. Fortunately, at that same time, I had been involved in some telephone meetings with work going on at the federal level, so our state health department was thinking we need to develop standards for public health nursing in exchange in Minnesota, and they said, no, we do not. It's already being done at the federal level. For goodness sakes, let's not have a Minnesota special system that doesn't match then with everything else that's going. So let's look at what's out there, and then we learned about the work of the Standards and Interoperability Workgroup and the Public Health Functional Profile. And I learned a new word. The thing that we're trying to do, we're not trying to map or match data elements, we're trying to harmonize data elements. That's the word that's used by the IT people. So let's sing a song while we're harmonizing all of these data elements. So our work, resulted in a report that we prepared for the State Health Department called Information Systems, Data Interoperability, and Requirements for Exchange Report and Recommendations. This work group is the product of the work that we had done initially. We continue to take and make reports as we go along. And we pointed out in this report that we did not need to create our own standards. The committee that this goes to is comprised of county commissioners. So I am known as the proverbial lady with the snowplow, because I figured we need informatics is a little bit hard to understand, and try to explain it to county commissioners. So I did the presentation, and I used a snowplow, and I went to our highway department, and I asked them for the cost of a snowplow truck. And then I asked them for the cost to sustain or maintain that truck per year. And then I compared that to an information system for the cost that we have to take and purchase an information system, pay our ongoing maintenance. And by the way, they have to replace snowplow trucks every so years. We need to enhance our information systems. So we brought it to that level so they could understand. And it was helpful. Also on this committee is the MDH Executive Office, so we have the ear of the Commissioner of Health as well as the Assistant Commissioners about why this is important work. Our recommendation is that Any of the work that we're doing in our state, we want to utilize evidence-based practices and methodologies for population outcomes and report using data standards. The rationale is that we need to utilize standardized reporting in order that we can capture the same information across all of our entities. And we identified a possible strategy, of course, and we were really pushing. I really wanted to have it that we mandated that the Omaha system was the system that would be required, but we couldn't get the state to quite agree with that, so it was a possible strategy that we would establish Omaha as a client care documentation standard using the standardized data for annual reporting where at all possible, and we're beginning to work on that now. Why was I pushing for that? A little competition between the Minnesota Gophers and the state of Washington. I had learned from Karen that the state of Washington had already done this kind of work, and they'd seen the light, and they were starting to capture that data for their maternal child health work, and I thought, if Washington can do it, why can't Minnesota? And so that was my big push behind it. The Omaha system is already in our software. Come on, in public health agencies, we don't have a lot of money to replace things. Let's use what we already have. We've paid for that. And then the Omaha system, of course, has a standardized terminology. It has been mapped to SNOMED, and it has been mapped to LOINC. It's logical that this is the way we should be going. So what are some of the lessons learned? A little bit of a maybe disclaimer on this slide. It says that the Omaha system was widely used to document public health interventions and population health outcomes in Minnesota local public health agencies. It is used to document, but I'm not sure that as we've had turnover in staff in agencies that they know what they have in their software system, and so a lot of them are just getting reoriented to the Omaha system and how it can be used to capture their information. I've heard people say, but we don't use the Omaha system because they don't do one piece of it. They don't do the KBS rating, so therefore they think they aren't using the Omaha system, but all of their interventions are based on the Omaha system's terminology. We began to have the knowledge of the Omaha system among the policymakers. We had a county commissioner for Ramsey County sitting in on a workshop, and she is now sold on the Omaha system, and she's gone to her public health director and said, you will use the system and you will give us information. So blame me, if you will, blame Karen. It was a CHS conference. We got it to happen. And then we're getting more State Department of Health staff and other people involved in the process as well. The local public health association realized that the knowledge base about Omaha system was a little bit on the decline in the state, and after we presented at the CHS conference, we had more people coming forth saying, we need to take and learn more about the system again. I need to reorient my staff, and that led us to work on setting up workshops around the state in both 2011 and then again in 2012 to bring work up with that. We've also had members from our informatics committee that have met on the, we actually had Jim Daniels was in Minnesota. He is from the Office of the National Coordinator. We sat down and talked with him, and we had the opportunity to raise the issue of why isn't the Omaha system being used at the federal level for beginning to capture some of the data. We've also been advocating now with the standards and interoperability framework by making some connections with Dr. Seth Foley from the CDC, although he's now left that position, so we're having to come up with a new contact at this point. So on the horizon, there's many future possibilities. You're going to learn today about practice, research, and education and how it's being used. But I want you to think about a what if. What if public health and human services began to use the same standard language system and we use the Omaha system? We have it already in the public health information systems. The human services information systems are all text documents, nothing that can be used for interoperability and exchange. There are counties in Minnesota that are beginning to discuss, could the Social Services Agency begin to use the same system that the public health nurses are using? This is a busy slide, but it's a spreadsheet of the benchmarks of the reporting that we now have to do for the federal home visiting dollars that have come into Minnesota. We jokingly call it the McVie funding. It stands for Maternal Infant Early Childhood Home Visiting Funding. And there's pages of benchmarks. And we've had one of our members from Ramsey County, who over on the far column has taken those benchmarks and looked at, could we take that benchmark and could we encode that using Omaha system language so that we might be able to capture that data out of our records? And then what if we can use that in the intervention, what additional changes do we need to make in our information systems to get the answers out that they need? So in closing, I want to thank you for being able to spark your interest about this, and I want to challenge you as nurses to be involved in transforming the healthcare system with the Accountable Care Act, and I want you to be involved at the local, state, and federal level to help push the need to use the tools that we have at our immediate disposal to begin to show about the work of public health nursing and to translate the work that we do into dollars and the dollars that we can save as a result of the work that we do, because that is what's driving healthcare policy at this point in time. Any questions? It was cheaper to buy an information system than it was to buy a new snowplow and maintain it per year. Like, I think my maintenance cost was like $17,000 in annual, you know, gas and oil and all of that stuff for a snowplow truck was like $19,000. So we just explained to them that information systems are the equipment that public health uses, and that's what we need to be able to do our job. You have to get to the level of what commissioners understand and speak their language. Yes?
So it's $70,000 to maintain yearly. What's the initial cost?
Each software system in Minnesota is different, and it's based on the pricing structure of each of the different software systems. In my particular case, I've had the opportunity to intimately know two of the software systems. One was a little bit cheaper to buy into originally than the other one was, but then the first system began to upgrade, they're pretty much comparable. And I would say for a health department our size, our population size, you're talking around $60,000 to $80,000 minimum for initial purchase for a system. And then we're trying to work with our local public health agencies to provide incentives for them. So because in Minnesota we have what's called a community health board structure, and you can have multiple counties working together. And if you maintain an information system for me as an individual agency, my maintenance cost is for my individual agency. If I were to have a database that was combined with the other three counties that I worked with, and we all worked off of the same database, we could lower our maintenance cost. And we're trying to move towards that incentive that maybe more agencies would consider doing that as we have new agencies thinking about buying and encouraging agencies to work smarter and utilize collective resources to get what they need to be able to do the work that they are doing in their communities.
Off the map for pricing, but we actually needed to develop a web page or something.
Well, when we were talking to him that day, it was just funny because I mentioned the Omaha system, and he said, you know, there's this nurse in one of the states, I can't remember now which state it was, and he says, her picture is on my wall, I know, but he couldn't think of her name. So I'm just sitting there with my phone, and I said, Karen, do you know who's the Omaha person in this state? And she emails me back, and I said a little bit later in the phone call, I said, would this person's name ring a bell? And he goes, that's who it is. So it's not what you know, it's who you know. So, you know, when it comes to the Omaha system, it's who you know, connect, you'll learn about it. It's a wonderful tool. We haven't tracked that within our agency, but we're beginning to hear the feedback from the nurses. And my best story is the nurse who, dragging, screaming, kicking all the way, comes to the nurse who's my nurse technician for the Omaha system and says, can you create a pathway for me to chart on for lead? So they're seeing that it's more time-saving for them in the long run. But getting them to get away from their long narrative notes is still a challenge. And that's where the cost savings comes in, is when you convert them from that.